WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Brewers were able to salvage the final game of a three-game series against the Miami Marlins yesterday by a score of 6-2. Jake Bowers powered the offense with a home run and a triple. Jackson Churio, also went deep. Jacob Junis got the pitching victory with two scoreless innings of work, and reliever Devin Williams returned from 4 months on the injured list to hold the Marlins scoreless in the ninth. Right-hander Cullen Ray starts the first game of a home series against the Braves tonight, and the first pitch for that contest from American Family Field will be at 6:35. Or actually 7:10, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame starts at 6:35. All those stories about the Bucks trading veteran center Brook Lopez are just rumors and speculation. General Manager John Horst says that the Milwaukee front office has zero intentions of trading the center. Reporter Eric Nem of The Athletic quotes Horst, Lopez is 36 years old and has been a member of the team for the last six seasons, averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 2.2 blocked shots per game. His three-point shooting adds a dimension to the team's offense, and he has been honored for his defense. The Wisconsin football program has earned a commitment from a highly sought quarterback prospect for the recruiting class of 2026. Jaron Mock of Ohio made the announcement Saturday. He was in Madison during the massive recruiting weekend and signed up before flying home. He had 5 offers on the table at the time. The Badgers are also said to be one of the favorites to land offensive line prospect Benjamin Novak of Indiana. He, too, would be a member of the 2026 class. Wisconsin's first season with Air Raid disciple Phil Longo as offensive coordinator didn't work out quite according to plan. The Badgers went 7-6 and posted their lowest scoring average in nearly two decades. The Badgers are optimistic about matching the success that Longo had in previous stops now that they've had a year to adapt to his fast-paced system. Longo joins Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell's staff last season after coaching NFL quarterback Sam Howell and Drake May at North Carolina. Aaron Rodgers was downright ticked off. The New York Jets quarterback took the snap, started to drop back, and ended up sprawled on the grass after one of his offensive linemen stepped on his feet. Rodgers shouted he wasn't hurt, but he was angry. Yesterday was the first practice in full pads, and the Jets' offense was sloppy. Tight end Tyler Conklin acknowledged it was a little frustrating, but said the offense can learn from days like that. Center Joe Tippmann has been struggling with some of his shotgun snaps, something coach Robert Saleh says needs to be fixed. And the NFL has suspended Houston Texans defensive lineman DeNico Autry for the first six games of the regular season for violating the league's policy on performance enhancers. Autry denied he knowingly ingested a banned substance, but said he would accept the suspension. Autry is allowed to participate in preseason practices and games. His first regular season availability will be October 20th at Green Bay. Autry apologized to the Texans organization, his teammates, and fans for any distraction. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.